About that. Hello everybody, this is Troy, and I am doing, I've been struggling with this for a long time. I really wanted to try it and make a podcast because I just really admire all the people out there. They're so good at it. There's all these people making these great podcasts, and they've always been a great, they've always really helped me, like when I'm, especially the times when I'm not feeling good, feeling bad, this and this, maybe struggling to sleep and things like that, just to kind of lay down in bed and relax and kind of just, you know, kind of step into somebody else's world, you know, from a safe distance and hear what they're going through and maybe how they handle things, like, at least for me, and especially, like I said, when I'm struggling, you know, there's so many people out there with these great podcasts. Now, I don't think I have any type of talents like these people have at all. I've been putting this off a lot. I've made some other really, really short segments that have been bad. That I just struggle to do everything, and it's like, I don't know, I'm too lazy to get prepared and write some stuff out first. And so yeah, it's been kind of a problem. So I don't know. I was kind of feeling okay today, and I thought, well, fuck it. Maybe I'll just turn the thing on and just try to record something and, you know, see what happens. You know, and it's not like I'm really even thinking anyone would probably care too much about things that I would say. Maybe not even so much that, but just the way I present it is I don't think it's very, I mean, it's not. It's not very good right now. I mean, who knows? Maybe I could get better at it. Maybe I could get to a point where I could possibly be tolerable. But who knows, you know, I mean, you know, a big part of this too is like I struggle with my mental health, you know, mainly through addiction. I've had some pretty serious, I've been in a pretty serious addiction for quite a while, you know, probably 20 years, a good 20 years. You know, I've had some little areas there of sobriety, not really anything of any time or that, like, meaningful sobriety, but like, for me, that hasn't always been the goal, though, really. You know, my goal is to just, you know, to be at peace and to be at peace in this world and to be able to be, you know, the things that I want to be in this world that I already am, like a father, you know, and a husband, or I'm not a husband now, I've been divorced for quite a while, but, you know, my relationship is what I'm saying. I don't ever want to hurt anybody, you know, things like that. Well, see, now I'm starting to get self-conscious because I feel like what I'm saying is just really not making much sense, and then so I'll definitely be re-recording this, and maybe I'll start taking some notes, but at least, you know, just doing this even little bit now, I think, even if I don't publish it, whatever, it's good for me because it gets me less shy or whatever. And then another problem I've had with this is I feel really bad about myself when I try to do this and I can't do it because I'm not, I don't like feel nervous, but I just feel awkward and I just don't feel that I'm good at it, which I'm not. And then once I get that, what is that, when you're kind of thinking about yourself like in your own head, once I get that going, then I just really, really am in trouble. But anyhow, so my goal with this is, it's called American Addiction, the podcast, and that's the name I got. So before I got into trouble with addiction and all that, and I used to be a rough carpenter, they call it. So we would frame new houses, a contractor. And my company name was American Builders. And so, you know, somehow in there, I got kind of stumbled upon, like pills, like, my addiction started back when it was just kind of flaring up from the over prescribing, I guess, of opioids or whatever. You know, a lot of people were having problems with that, and it was kind of new to the country, you know, like in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, something like that. And so that's kind of how my addiction began. I actually just stumbled upon a pain pill, which before that I didn't even realize that people took them to abuse them, took them to get a buzz, took them to feel good. This and that. And I was already, I'm 52 years old now, I was already like 30 years old when I first started. That wasn't the first drug I ever did or anything like that, but that was the first drug that got me in trouble, where I got an addiction to and just really, you know, made some bad choices and did some, you know, risky behaviors, some bad behaviors, things like that. But yeah, so in this, what I've learned now, just right now talking, is that I'm definitely going to have to, at least starting out, write some notes, some type of structure where I can just kind of slow down, have something that I want to talk about, and try to get myself where I'm not so, like, self-conscious. I don't know why I'm like that. It just makes no sense to me, you know. But, okay, anyhow, so I'm going to take a little break here. I've talked for like 6 minutes, and yeah, and it's been bad, but that's as bad as I am at this. I mean, but even doing that was at least something. So I'm going to see what I can do with this, and I will check back in, hopefully, you know, within the next 3-4 years here. No, just kidding. But thank you for listening.